Great. Thank you so much, Joan, and good morning, everybody. So glad, so happy to see so many people interested in competitive foods, which is a topic that's definitely dear to my heart as well. Today I'm going to be talking about Food Beams, which is a tool that Samuels and Associates developed to assess and monitor the competitive food environment in schools. Before I do that, I have no relationships to disclose. And to give you a sense of what I'll be talking about, I'll start with a brief overview of the school food environment and current policies, and then I'll give you an introduction to Food Beams and do a brief demo on so you can get a sense of how Food Beams works. And then I'll talk about a validation study that we did on the Food Beams reporting feature, which is part of Food Beams that produces reports on adherence to the California competitive food and beverage standards. And then finally, I'll talk about a study that we did. So I'll give you a description and some results from that study. And we conducted that study to test the effectiveness of Food Beams in monitoring food and beverage standards with a variety of different school stakeholders. So as many of you are aware, schools offer a number of different opportunities for developing and implementing nutrition and obesity prevention strategies. And one of the strategies that's being implemented around the country is the adoption of policies regulating the competitive foods and beverages that can be sold in schools. And so as Caitlin mentioned in her presentation, many schools around the country, states, and school districts are adopting these competitive food policies. And as you can tell from this picture, they're definitely needed to improve the school environment. All right. However, the question remains, to what extent have schools been able to implement these competitive food policies? And also, has the school environment changed as a result of these policies? And so in order to help answer these questions, Samuels and Associates developed the Food and Beverage Environment Analysis and Monitoring System, or Food Beams, which is much less of a mouthful to say. And we developed Food Beams to collect data on competitive foods and beverages, and then analyze that data and determine whether those items adhere to the standards or not. And in order to develop Food Beams, we built upon a competitive food and beverage database that we compiled from a lot of our studies in the school environment. And this database contains almost 5,000 different food and beverage items that we found in schools, and a lot of them are major brand name items, but some of them are unbranded items, and we've gotten the nutrient data for those items from USDA databases. And a few of the items are also school-made items that we've gotten from schools. So to give you a sense of how it works, I'll do a brief demo of Food Beams. First of all, we like to use Food Beams on an iPad, and that gives us the flexibility to walk around the school campus and input data from all the different venues that are selling competitive foods and beverages. But Food Beams is a web-based tool, so it can be used on any sort of device that has an internet connection. And so what you would do to use the tool is go to the foodbeams.com website and sign in with a username and password. And once you do that, you're taken to the Home tab. And this is an area where you can create new schools and different venues within those schools to enter in data about competitive foods. So you can create cafeterias, vending machines, school stores, and snack bars, and so forth. And so once you've created one of those venues, then you can start entering in data about what's being sold in that venue. So let's say we're in front of a vending machine that is selling some Doritos, and we want to enter those Doritos into Food Beams. So we'd start by typing Doritos into the Add Item field, and we'd do a search. And then Food Beams would come back with a list of all the different types of Doritos that we have in our nutrient database. So you would pick the one that matches what you see in the vending machine. And we see baked Doritos quite a bit these days, so we'll click on that one. And then you would enter the total size of that product. In the case of a vending machine, you would enter the number of slots that it's located in the vending machine, and which rows those slots are in. And then you would enter the price and hit add. And once you do that, you can continue to enter in all the different foods and beverages in that vending machine or in that venue. And then once you have completed entering in all the different competitive foods and beverages at the school, you can run a report on adherence. So at the click of a button, FoodBeams will generate a report that gives you the breakdown of the different types of foods and beverages that were found and their adherence rates, and several different charts and graphs that show the distribution of different foods and beverages that were entered. And then also at the very bottom of the report, there's a list that says whether the actual items adhered or not. So our Doritos, our baked Doritos, would adhere to the California standards. And we found that school stakeholders that we've worked with really like this list of the actual foods and beverages. All right, so as I mentioned at the moment, FoodBeams can only analyze adherence to the California competitive food and beverage standards for middle schools. And so for those of you who are not that familiar with those standards, this slide provides a brief summary of those. And at the time they were passed in 2005, they were some of the strictest standards, but thankfully there have been stronger standards passed in other states. But we wanted to know if FoodBeams could analyze adherence to the California standards as well as an external analysis software could. So in order to do this, we conducted a validity study using data that we collected as part of the FoodBeams school study. And I'll talk about that study in a little bit more depth in a minute. But anyway, we had data from 20 different schools and ran that data through FoodBeams to get an adherence report, and also used algorithms that we developed for SPSS to determine adherence levels. And when we compared those, beverage results were exactly the same for FoodBeams as with SPSS. And the food adherence rates were very close, but not quite on. And when we looked into that a little bit more, we found that it was mainly because of one item that was found in several different schools. And SPSS said correctly that this item did not adhere, while FoodBeams said that it did. So we're doing a little more investigating to try and fix that. But overall, we were quite pleased with the results of the validation study and feel that FoodBeams is a valid tool for measuring adherence to the California nutrition standards. All right, and on to our school study. We conducted this study to test the effectiveness of FoodBeams in monitoring adherence to competitive food standards with a variety of different stakeholders, school stakeholders. And our study began in fall of 2010 and went into spring of 2011, and so it was a whole school year's time. And we recruited 20 different high schools in California from a pool of about 56 high schools that had participated in a previous research study. And once these schools were recruited, we randomized them into control and intervention groups, so 10 in each group. And as an incentive for their participation, the intervention schools received an iPad and an internet subscription, and the control schools got a check for roughly the amount it cost to purchase an iPad and the internet subscription. And we asked the intervention schools to conduct an inventory of all the competitive foods that they were selling and then run a report on adherence of those foods to the standards. And we didn't give them explicit directions about what they would do with those report results, but we hoped that they'd use them to improve the school environment. And in order to be able to tell whether they in fact did that. The Samuels and Associates research team did assessments before and after the study. And then finally, the last component of the study, and arguably the most important component, was to get feedback from the users on what they thought about food beams, whether there were improvements that they thought we could make. So we did a questionnaire with them. And so looking at the results of the questionnaire, we had a variety of different participants, some principals, vice principal, a few food service directors, both at the district and school level, and a few clerical staff or secretarial staff members, and a student used food beams. And so at the end of the study, we conducted a survey with all of these users, and we found that six had completed the study as we had intended. Two of them had done most of the study tasks but hadn't yet run a report. They were planning on doing that by the end of the year. And then two of them were not able to finish the tasks as we would have liked. And they mentioned that time constraints were their main barrier to using food beams. Overall, however, users found food beams to be at least somewhat useful, though, and they provided a number of suggestions for improving the system, and we've already started to implement some of those suggestions. In terms of adherence rates for control versus intervention schools, our preliminary results show that for foods and beverages at intervention schools, adherence rates went up just slightly. For control schools, adherence rates for beverages also went up a little bit, but adherence rates for foods went down slightly. Unfortunately, these were not significant results, though. And there are lots of possible reasons why these results, we didn't see more change at these schools, the first of which, as I mentioned, was not all the schools completed the study as we intended. And then the schools who were able to complete the study told us that they were planning on making changes, but not until the next school year. So our study timeline definitely impacted the results that we found. And we plan to do additional analyses to see if there were other factors that impacted our results. So anyway, in conclusion, the results from our study seem to indicate that food beams is a valid tool for measuring adherence to the California nutrition standards. It may be a tool that can enable school personnel and other stakeholders to improve adherence to competitive food and beverage standards. As I mentioned, we are also making improvements to food beams. So based on what we heard back from our users, trying to make it a little more user-friendly to use. And then lastly, we really hope that we can expand food beams so it can be used by other states and districts who have their own competitive food standards. And when future national standards come out, we also hope to program those into food beams so it can be a tool that can be used by a variety of different people. So I'm happy to take any questions about food beams now, or if you're interested in using it, my contact information is there. And also want to note that food beams development was funded by a grant from NIH. Thank you.